The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
About the practice of attention, paying attention is a multifaceted phenomenon. Attention probably involves many different faculties, mental faculties, and also involves a selection process, selecting out what we pay attention to. If you're not taking some responsibility for how you use your attention, then the selection process, the way in which the mind tunes into the environment or into oneself, happens subconsciously or unconsciously, or, you know, and so we pick out different things in the environment of what to pay attention to. And some of that happens through the vehicle of our thinking. We have thoughts, concerns about things, and so those thoughts that we have are kind of like a tip of the iceberg of our inner functioning. And the thoughts somehow will direct our attention to certain things. If we're thinking about food, we might be noticing where the kitchen is at IMC. And if you're thinking about walking meditation, you might start thinking about and focusing on where can I walk. And or if you're thirsty, you're looking around and you start noticing where there's water or how you can get tea here at IMC. And so, you know, attention is used for purposes we have in mind. So one of the things that's interesting to do is to try to reduce the selection process so that we're not so focused on what we're thinking and what we're thinking about. And so to the degree to which it's possible in meditation, to let your thinking mind become quiet. Not to orient yourself through thinking and what you're thinking about, but let that recede in the background or let that become quiet. And then let your attention select or focus on what's happening to you in your body. What's happening with the sensations of the body, with the feelings in the body, the impulses in the body, the whole inner life. The body is always going to manifest in the present moment, but the physical body is a process that is deeply connected to all the other mental processes of our life. And if we get out of the way, because thinking is a way of getting in the way sometimes, get the thinking out of the way and then sit and be really quiet, as still as you can, and to notice what is emerging, what is arising, what's bubbling up, what's moving through you as you stay connected to your body without any judgments, evaluations, thoughts about what it is. So in the range of things you can select or pay attention to, it's very helpful in practice to pay attention to what's emerging or moving or occurring in your body as you sit. And to help with that, it helps to quiet the thinking mind. And it's not always easy to do that, but you can maybe do it to some degree, turn the volume down a little bit so that the attention is less focusing on what you're thinking about and more focusing on what's emerging or moving through you in the physical aspect of your body and your body. So if maybe that's interesting for today as you're practicing. And I hope you enjoy your morning. Thank you.